with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a federal judge has refused to immediately block Elon Musk's office from accessing government data or firing employees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan found that there are legitimate questions about Musk's authority and that his actions have resulted in considerable uncertainty and confusion. But she said there isn't evidence of the kind of grave legal harm that would justify a temporary restraining order. The decision came in a lawsuit filed by 14 Democratic states challenging DOJ's authority to access sensitive government data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We're getting more information on that Delta plane accident in Toronto.
The Delta Airlines jet came down fast, landing so hard that it lost its right wing, then burst into flames on a runway in Toronto. The aircraft slid to a stop, upside down, with a trail of black smoke. Toronto Pearson's International Airport's CEO and president, Deborah Flint, says,
"We have a number of agencies that are here that are responsible for doing a thorough and full and complete investigation to determine all the causal factors."
That audio is courtesy of CTV. All 80 people on board the flight from Minneapolis to Toronto survived the crash. All but two of the 21 people injured on the flight have been released from the hospital. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Six living Israeli hostages will be released by Hamas on Saturday and the bodies of four others on Thursday. The surprise acceleration in releases is apparently in return for Israel allowing long-requested mobile homes and construction equipment into the Gaza Strip. The six are the last living hostages set to be freed under the ceasefire's first phase. On Wall Street, the Dow by 10 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian politician is targeted after decrying church attacks.
Gwen O'Mahony represents the Conservative Party in British Columbia, and she recently went on a news program and condemned the recent rash of church burnings in the country. A few days later, somebody set her car on fire. More than 30 Canadian churches have been put to the torch, and O'Mahony told an interview that she blames online Christian hate, which has been growing in her country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called gender identity discrimination, arguing the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. This is a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns for an employee or refusing them access to whatever bathrooms they desire constituted a form of harassment. This is SRN News. The head of the U.S. Postal Service is leaving.
Louis DeJoy intends to step down after a nearly five-year tenure marked by the coronavirus pandemic, surges in mail-in election ballots, and efforts to stem losses through cost and service cuts. In a Monday letter, Postmaster General DeJoy asked the Postal Service Board of Governors to begin looking for his successor. DeJoy took the helm of the Postal Service in the summer of 2020 during President Donald Trump's first term. He was a Republican donor who owned a logistics business before taking office and was the first Postmaster General in nearly two decades who was not a career postal employee. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Donations of clothes and money are pouring in for three Detroit-area siblings after authorities found them living alone for years amid trash. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard gave an update 4 days after police discovered the children during a welfare check. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.